Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, welcome back to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell. I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Happy Friday. I just feel kind of like electrified to be doing this podcast episode for a Friday. I have not dropped a Friday episode. It's been a minute. And I was still kind of torn between doing these or not because I wanted to do F the Cubicle Fridays because I know that in my audience, there are a ton of you are like these high powered women who you are transitioning out, like you're a part of this great resignation, you're transitioning out of corporate America or your role in serving in a capacity of like a social worker or nurse or a teacher or educator or any of those things. Or you have your feet firmly planted in both worlds, like you have a side hustle, you're growing your own business on the side, or you're learning about different streams of income and you still work a 9-to-5. All of that is okay. I'm just saying that the more and more I have conversations, the more and more I talk to you and connect with you beautiful Black women in the audience, I realize that in some ways, you're just like me. You know that there's more to life out there and you're going to go out there and get it. And that looks like not necessarily staying in a corporate America type role. Or if you are in corporate America, hopefully you're smarter than I am. Well, I shouldn't say that. That's not fair. I wouldn't say it's fair. Hopefully you are, not wasting your skills like I did in the same role for 5, 10, 15 years. But instead, you're just climbing that ladder and doing what makes sense for you, right? So either way, I know that you're a go-getter. And so I am going to be doing F the Cubicle Fridays, and it's going to be a mix of conversations, probably still me solo, that's how I do. But also I definitely want to get back to interviewing Black business owners. I want to talk to Black business owners because I think that there is a lot that we can learn from each other. Case in point, the story that I'm going to share with you today, it's not really a story actually, but these thoughts that I have today. Okay. Now, in this conversation, to kind of re-kick off Soul Care Sunday, excuse me, my mind is all over the place. But yes, girl, come out to Soul Care Sunday. It's on June 12th. Go to browngirlsselfcare.com and you can hover over the, self-care bar, and you'll see the drop down for events and you can get your ticket. We're going to have a puzzle and sip. I have kind of forgotten about it, so I had no plan to even mention that, but might as well go ahead and get it out there. All right. F the Cubicle Fridays. All right. That's what we're going to be talking about today. I want to talk about just kind of what it has taken for me to be able to show up in this capacity, for me to be able to show up consistently doing what I do to grow Brown Girl Self-Care. Okay. As a one-woman show. I don't think a lot of people that listen to the podcast realize that it's just me, myself, and I. That's all I got in the end. That's when I found out. Okay, I know I can't sing. I know I can't sing. Y'all don't be sending me no DMs talking about, girl, don't you send me no little messages, all right? Okay.
But just real talk, being able to, excuse me, show up consistently. So this conversation might be a little all over the place because I'm getting little ideas and thoughts as I kind of talk through this. I don't have any notes. This is just me talking to you, woman to woman, right? So one of the thoughts I literally just had when it came to being consistent, this literally just popped into my mind. I'm not even kidding. Part of the reason why I believe I struggled with being consistent and sometimes still struggle with being consistent and like wanting or not wanting, because a lot of times we do want to give up, struggle with being consistent and just giving up. I used to give up so much. I used to give up so much, not give, like give up as in give away, but I guess I was kind of giving away too, like giving away my opportunities, but I would give up on myself so much. And I know that that's rooted in like trauma. I know that that's rooted in trauma. I'm a 1,000,000% positive that's rooted in trauma. Just this idea that I would just give up on myself when things did not line up in the way that I desperately wanted them to. I would just give up. But the thing is, even when I would give up, there was still like something inside of me that would be like, okay, you're giving up. You might give up for like a year or whatever. But I would always just come back and I would pivot into something else and I would come back and I would pivot into something else and I would come back or I would give up. I would come back and I would pivot into something else or I'd tweak a little something and I would give up and I would come back like I ain't even done. I'm going to do it again. And I would just keep coming for it. I'm just so hungry, y'all. I'm so hungry. Do you hear me when I tell you this? I am so hungry for this. I am so hungry for what this means for me. I have been hungry for this, just being about this life of freedom and calling the shots and doing my thing and taking a chance on myself. I have been about this life. You can ask my bestie. She will tell you that Bree is crazy in a good way, but she always was trying to do something. She always had an idea. She was always trying to do something. Like talk to anybody that like knows me. Okay. And they're gonna be like, Bree, always trying to do something. Cause there's just this hunger inside of me that just refuses. Even though I say give up, maybe that's not the right phrase. Maybe it's not give up. I don't know. Pause. I was always pausing. How about that? But part of that was because there was just something inside of me that was just like feeling like I wasn't even worth trying to do these things for. So just give up. You can't do it. You're not going to do it. You're not good enough. Just forget it. Why you keep trying this? Like these are the thoughts. And I would just get frustrated. I would stop. Get frustrated. I would stop. Get frustrated. I would stop. But I kept going. But there was just, because again, there was just something inside of me that was just like, girl, come back. Try it again. Try it this way. Talk to this person. Read this book. Listen to this podcast. You know what I'm saying? Sit with that for a while. Process this thought. Go a little deeper. Ask yourself these questions. Like there was just always something inside of me that would just refuse to let me just completely stop. And that might be you too. That might be you listening to the sound of my voice. I know you got something inside of you. That is a fact. I don't even need to talk about that because I already know you have something inside of you. But you might be that person that was like me, where I was just like, I give up. Forget it. This ain't worth it. I can't do it. I'm never going to do this. Why am I trying this? And then I would take a pause and I would come back. So my biggest advice for you, I guess, on that note, if you identify with what I've said so far in regards to that part, then if you need to rest, then rest. But if you like me, like I said, I know you're going to still have that fire in your belly. It might look different. In other words, it may mean, for example, maybe you thought you were going to write a book about dogs, for example. And so you keep trying and trying and nothing's coming to you and you just getting frustrated. So you're like, forget it. I'm not a writer. I can't do this. Forget it. This is not for me. And so you just, toss your tools aside and you step away and you just whatever for 6 months to a year. And then something happens and it's like, boom, I'm going back and I'm gonna write that damn book. But maybe that book about dogs wasn't really it. You know what I mean? The writing part was probably right, but maybe it wasn't the part about the dog or the subject. Maybe it was something else that your spirit was saying, you know what? That's not it. Or maybe God was like, that's not it. That's not what I want you to do in that season. You know what I mean? You keep getting frustrated because you're not necessarily going down the path that I'm trying to lead you down. And so you're getting frustrated because nothing is working. You're getting frustrated. You don't think you can do it, but you can. But you're not leaning into the gifts and what I'm trying to get you to do. Does that make sense? Because as a podcaster, I can tell you with of the 11 things I have tried. I'm serious, y'all. Y'all don't even know. I'm not going to say that podcasting is easy because it ain't. Okay. It's not. It takes time, energy, blood, sweat, tears, uncertainty, confusion, embarrassment. Like it takes learning. It takes all of that and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of doing it. But I can tell you that when I started recording, that was when I knew, like, this is it. And again, I'm not saying that it's always been easy because no, okay? It hasn't. It has not been easy. I'm gonna just be real with you. It hasn't. But there was something inside of me, like, So a long time ago, I think I've said this before on the podcast, but when I was younger, first of all, when I was in college for that whole semester or two or three, oh God, my, what's it called? My major was RTVF, radio, TV, film. That was Bree's major back in like 95, 94, something like that. 93, 94, whatever. 94, 04, 14, almost 30 years ago. Oh my God, I'm old, y'all. I'm old. But that was my major. And even before then, I used to always say, I want to be on the radio. I'm going to be on the radio. I'm going to be a, what were they called? Like DJ, not the music one, but the one that I just saw myself like being on the radio. Okay. I'm dating myself like for real. But you know, like Rick D's, remember him? If you're in California or LA or wherever else he might have been on the radio back in like the 80s, 90s, he's probably still on the radio today. I don't listen to the radio, so I don't know. But like Rick D's or Ryan Seacrest for y'all youngins, okay? Again, I'm sure there are a ton of, or Big Boy. That's another one from back in the day that I remember, Big Boy. I wanted to do that. I wanted to be on the radio. I was just like, I am going to be on the radio one day, but I never pursued it. I never tried. I didn't really know what to do. And that's not an excuse. I just didn't know what to do. And then I was just like, oh no, I can't be on the radio. See, it's like sometimes a lot of times, you know, but then you either talk yourself out of it or distractions happen. Things get in the way, you forget, but it's still there. I always knew that I had a gift to communicate in some capacity and to learn and to be able to communicate in some way, not as the smartest person, because I'm not as the most articulate speaker, because baby, let me tell you, obviously I'm not the most articulate people. There are a million people out there that can articulate things in such a beautiful way, either with their pen and paper or their voice. That ain't me. However, whatever I have that I still haven't, people say, oh, Brie, you have such a soothing voice. I think I sound like a man. That's just my truth. So I do not like to listen to the sound of my voice, period. I do not like to hear anything played back with my voice. It's just very cringe for me. But other people say you just have this way of communicating when you speak to guests, that you make them feel comfortable, and you always know how to, you ask, you know what to ask, or, you know, different things like that. And I can agree with that. it's taken time. It's not something that I automatically necessarily was able to do with ease. And I still have miles and miles and miles to go. You know what I mean? Before I would even dare to say that I'm a, you know, top-notch podcaster, because I'm not, and I still have a lot to learn. But I do know that I have a certain je ne sais quoi, as they say, or something in me that allows me to speak in this way. And this is not something yet I've been able to do on the stage. I am not a speaker as far as like on the stage, but I can tell you that I am inside. I am, that I will be, because I've always, even then, I knew I was going to be meant. I knew I was meant to like speak on stages in front of hundreds of people, if not thousands of people. And that even saying that makes my throat dry. I need to take a sip of water. Hold on. Get this Hydro Flask real quick. ASMR. Here you go. The ASMR you didn't know you even needed. Oh, man. I love that I can feel casual, like it's Casual Friday for F the Cubicle Friday. Anything goes. Next time I might be sipping on a cocktail, child. You don't even know. But I even knew that I was meant to speak and to share my story and to support and motivate others. I don't know how I knew this, and I don't even really remember when I started to get that idea, but it's been a very long time. A very long time. The DJ thing, or being on the radio, that was back in the day when I was maybe like 13, 14, 15, 16, or whatever, and beyond. And in college, saying, and actually, I thought I was going to be like, I thought I was going to be either that or an actress. One of the two. So yeah, I did the RTVF, or the radio TV film. Didn't finish college, hashtag dropout, but that's okay. Everybody ain't got to go to college, but my daughter does. Don't tell her that. But so yeah, I just knew I had this gift inside of me. I just didn't know how it would necessarily show up and present itself, right? So podcast, comfortable, absolutely. Speaking on stages, absolutely not. Not yet. But I just have a feeling that it's definitely going to be happening. Definitely going to be happening. In fact, actually, for the first time, I am going to be speaking on a stage in October at ShiftCon. I'm not familiar with it. I've never heard of it. One of my friends roped me into it. She's like, girl, literally, she was like, girl, you're speaking. I didn't even apply for this. Okay. Shout out to Danny Faust. She's just like, this is what you're doing. But she literally just applied for the both of us to do this panel. She was like, this is what we're going to be speaking on. We're going to be talking about podcasting for profit, yada, yada, yada. And they were like, okay, you're in. And I was just, and I didn't even know about this until I got this email talking about, okay, you're going to be speaking at ShiftCon. And I was like, what the hell is this? What is this? I thought it was like a spam email or something. I was going to delete it, child. But she told me like literally maybe an hour or two after I got the email. You need friends like that in your life, right? That's another conversation. You need friends in your life that are going to just, they see your gifts, are like, this is what you're doing. And they just making, you're just doing it. Like there was no question. She was like, this is what you're doing. Okay. So yeah, I'm going to be speaking on a stage, and this will be my very first time, I believe. And that'll be in October. So hey, shout out if you have ever heard of ShiftCon. I'm sure it's amazing. I honestly don't even know what it's about, other than I think it's for women. This is not any kind of plug, clearly. I have to do my research, but the impression that I got was that it's for amazing entrepreneurial women that want to learn about probably growing your business. And it's out in California, but go to ShiftCon on the website. Maybe shiftcon.org or shiftcon.com, I'm not sure, to learn more. But that's where I'll be in October, God willing, okay? So something else I wanted to talk about that I want to encourage you in is you got to show up. You got to show up. So those times that, you know, how I felt like giving up and I would go away and I would come back, I can tell you that progress in time was lost. And time is not promised to anyone. So that is a regret that I have, that I did allow myself to retreat in such a way that I would just lose large amounts of time, excuse me. And one of the things I can tell you, something that I would, so even, how can I explain it? So sometimes, and this may be you too, sometimes you're showing up but you're not really showing up. Like, you're kind of going through the motions, but you're not doing the things that you know are going to get you to the next level. Does that make sense? Excuse me. So case in point, yes, with the podcast being consistent, that's what I was doing. Absolutely. And I have receipts for that. You can go back and check out all the episodes that I've done. Now, other than that time when I had first started, when I first started the podcast in like 2019, how long the podcast been out, y'all? 2019, maybe. And if you go back to those dreadful episodes, sorry, y'all. But hey, you got to grow. You know what I'm saying? And takes, you got to put yourself out there to grow. But I think I had done a few episodes and then I stopped. Like, see, and that's, and I, actually, I'm just not thinking about this. There's your proof right there. Like, I stopped and then I came back maybe like 6 months later or something like that. I don't recall the timeline anyway. But since that time, I have been consistent. Okay. But even though I was being consistent in that way, something I want you to be careful of as you are doing your thing, okay, whether you're doing it now or you plan on it in the future, is there is a such thing as showing up, but not showing up. You can show up without showing up. For example, that's like you going to a party. So you showed up to the party, but you're not in none of the pictures. You didn't talk to nobody. You just hugged the wall. Nobody knew you was there. And that was the experience. Like, you were there, but nobody knew you were there. That's actually the perfect, like, analogy, actually, for what I'm about to say. And I didn't plan this. But yeah, it's like you're there, but nobody knows you're there. So you're showing up, but you're not showing up. Make that make sense. Okay? So how I would do it, because I'm telling on myself now, because I want you to use me as a precautionary tale, is yes, I would show up for the podcast and I would do the podcast, drop an episode every week, blah, 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 whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. Yeah, that's great. However, okay, however, I wasn't showing up on social media. I was hiding behind posts, like just the static images without you like, people didn't know me and they still don't know me. They still don't know me. It is literally just this year when I had to say, I'm done with this ish. This has to stop. I have to stop hiding myself, hiding behind the podcast, hiding behind my graphics, for example. I would poke my head out every now and again. And if you showed up to, like, for example, an event, or like if you met me in a one-to-one coaching or just something like that, then yeah, of course you would see me. And actually, it's funny because, and this is kind of sad actually, but it's, this is true. So I did this free, coaching session, and y'all don't email me about no free coaching sessions, 'cause I'm not doing them. But, I had just done this last week, I had done a mini MINI free coaching session in exchange for, several ladies raising their hand when I sent out an email saying they would give me feedback about brown girl self-care. And so I got on with this one young lady who, and all the women that I met up with who, by the way, well, I'll talk about that in a minute. Let me go back to what I was saying. She got on and she was so cute. And she was just like, oh my God, I'm finally seeing you, or something like that. And it was just hilarious because, you know, in my mind, I'm just like, I'm in the streets. What you talking about? I'm in the streets. I'm everywhere, honey. But it's like, no, you're not, girl. People don't know you. They don't know what you look like. And I even said, well, my picture's in the email. And she's like, oh yeah, I know. But I have to remember that just because I think I'm showing up in such a way, I ain't showing up like that. I ain't showing up like that. So for me, showing up is like really committing to showing up, not just like half-assing it like I was doing. Again, finding some ways to hide myself, finding some ways to shrink myself, because in my mind I'm thinking, well, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I think part of it was me feeling like I had to just be still, even though I'm talking about self-care, feeling like I still had to be this perfect person. Because I'm not a guru, okay? I'm not a someone that you see online that just, I can't even explain it, but I'm like the anti version of that. That I'm the anti guru or the anti whatever, anti influencer, whatever word you want to say. People say that I'm an influencer. Okay. But I'm the anti influencer because I'm not that person. I'm not this shiny person. And so because I'm not this shiny person, because I'm not this always bubbly, oh my God, hi, this is Bree. Welcome to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. And we're going to talk about, that's not me. That ain't me.
Who showed you that it was okay to aim high and go for your dreams while also just being yourself? For me, it was radio host Big Boy, Oprah, and KTLA news reporter Gail Anderson. In part, these people are the reason why this podcast specifically exists. This is the power of Black representation in media. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is more than a podcast. It's a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where every voice is as distinct and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In this collection, you'll find stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment, each episode a living account of what it means to be Black today. From the intricate narratives of The Wire to the wisdom of Michelle Obama and the urgent call for reparations, Black Stories, Black Truths really is the truth. Space wasn't always made for our perspective, so NPR's new collection is necessary as it celebrates the richness of the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Waze Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only tames frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Waze Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Waze Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Waze Anti-Frizz Cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE.
And so I had to, excuse me, y'all, I'm sorry. I had to get comfortable just showing up. As I am, that's a part of liberation for me. So I'm still doing that work, y'all. But I don't know if you've noticed, I've been doing like reels. I've been going on IG live regularly. Get into it. Okay. We doing these Soul Care Sundays. I'm showing up and just doing different things. Excuse me. But yeah, so I'm really walking the talk. I'm doing what I try to encourage you to do, because there's no way that I can sit here and tell you to do these things and I'm not doing it myself, right? How can I guide you? How can I help you or educate you on leveling up? Girl, okay, so I'm gonna have to tell y'all, I had burned some Palo Santo. Not for any spirituality reasons, because that's not what I do it for, but I find the scent very calming and it's really all up in my throat right now, my nose and my throat. So that's why I have a tickle in my throat. Excuse me. Yeah. Yeah. And that's another thing. Let's talk about that too. Since I happen to mention it, like, again, going back to how I'm not this shiny quote unquote guru, what you see on social media, I'm not that chick. I'm not Miss Spirituality as far as like doing the yoga and the sage and the, like, you know, cleansing and like whatever this mainstream idea is of like spirituality. That's not me. period. That's not me. It's just not. And that's my truth. And for a long time, a long, long time, and I said this before, a long time, I was ashamed to even say that I was a Christian, which I don't even identify as a Christian anymore. I'm a follower of Christ. Because Christians and that whole Christianity and the things that we're learning about Christianity and just how it was set up, like all that stuff. Like I said, I'm a follower of Christ. Hashtag Jesus all day, every day. And I know that's not cool with everybody, but that's my truth. And I know it's not cool to say that you're not into energy healing and chakras and what's it called? Like yoga and you know, doing all those kinds of things. And if that's your jam, this is not like I'm saying, oh my God, heresy. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying do you, boo. But that's not me. That's just not me. And that's why you'll never hear on the podcast anyone promoting like energy work and chakras and all that stuff, because that's just, I have to be like true to me. And since those things are not me, then they're not going to show up on the podcast. So you'll hear other things like water and puzzles and like I had Sugar Shack on for like natural body care. Her stuff is so good and like different things. So you, and I have another sponsor coming up soon too. I'm really excited for her. but that, you know, so that's what it is. And this is again, a part of me being able to show up. I had to get comfortable with being different because I am different. I'm not the norm. I'm not the norm. So, that's that on that. So, what else is I going to say, y'all? Doggone it. It's at the tip of my brain. Oh, going back to, so I had mentioned that, and this I want to talk about quickly. Maybe I should make this another episode. I want to talk about valuing yourself as you start to, you know, put yourself out there and do your thing with your business or your side hustle, or you're thinking about it. I want to talk to you about just boundaries with people and yourself and remembering that you are valuable. What you have is valuable. Your skill set is valuable and you deserve to be treated with respect, right? And to have boundaries. So I'm going to cut this episode, off here and just leave it at that, because I'm going to make that another episode. I didn't want this to be too long, actually. So that's that on that. That's all I have to say on this episode. But y'all, F the Cubicle Fridays are definitely back. They're going to be every other Friday. And actually, I was going to, so if I can, I'm going to be transparent with y'all, okay? What I thought I was going to do is do this, because I had F the Cubicle before. I had F the Cubicle before. This was going back like 2017, something like that. I can't recall. So I've been podcasting for a minute. If you go to the website, if you go online, you can see, like, if you type in like F the Cubicle, EFF the Cubicle, the podcast is, I think, is still up somewhere. And that was from like 2016, 2017, something like that. So I've been podcasting for a minute. At least over 5 years, if I'm not mistaken, five, six, seven years or something like that. And actually I had another podcast. Okay. Never mind. What was I going to say? See, I'll be getting all caught up, but I thought I was going to do something separate for F the Cubicle, but I've had to just be okay with simplifying things, because if I don't keep it simple, I'm not going to be able to do it. Right. And so F the Cubicle is in fact going to live. It's going to be with Brown Girl Self-Care, but it's, see, even if saying it sounds confusing, I'm still trying to work this out. I'm just, again, being fully transparent because I don't want to have two websites. I don't want to do, but I don't want to put Brown. I don't know what I'm going to do, y'all. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm still thinking this through clearly, but, I'm still thinking this through. But F the Cubicle Fridays, I don't have to think about. I enjoy doing these. I enjoy having conversations with other entrepreneurs who share their stories of triumph in the face of adversity. And, you know, sharing the ups and the downs and the squiggly lines in their road to success. Or even if they're not successful yet, like the things they've learned about themselves, the growth, the journey, the experiences, how they learned how to do certain things, just all of that stuff. All of that stuff, right? That's what I want to talk about. And plus me doing solo episodes like this, just talking about my journey, things I've learned, sharing tips and strategies and things like that. So, because again, I know that a lot of you are business minded and that's what I'm going to do. So I was going to have a whole separate podcast, but y'all, that's just too much work. It's just too much work. So if the F the Cubicle podcast episodes are not for you, then just listen on Mondays. And I'm not saying that I won't ever separate it. Maybe I will. But how about maybe I just do this through the end of the year? Maybe that's the commitment that I'll make. I'll do it this way through the end of the year. And if it seems like it needs to be separate, it's causing too much confusion, as much as it pains me to say, then I will probably separate it next year sometime. But for now, just please allow me some grace as I continue to try to figure this out, okay? Because I know that it's in me to do F the Cubicle episodes in some capacity. I just don't know how it's going to look right now. So it's going to be a little bit ugly. And sometimes that's what it is with business. Sometimes it's just a little bit ugly or a lot of bit ugly. That's just what it is, right? But it's just you going through it and not giving up and not stopping. We're not going to do that no more, okay? So this is what it is. This is me committing to F the Cubicle in some capacity. So that's what it is. All right. Hand clap. That means I'm done. Sister is done. So that is it for this episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, F the Cubicle Friday edition. If you have any questions, comments, tips, suggestions, sis, send them to me. You can email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Let me know your thoughts on F the Cubicle Fridays. Are you feeling them or not? Are you feeling them or not? And if you are, be sure to share the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast with your community and let them know about this amazing Black woman who is doing her damnedest to spread the word on self-care and Black women to everyone, right? To all of us. So be sure to share the episode or share the podcast, all right? All right, so that's it. Have a beautiful weekend, and I will see you on Monday with another episode.